everybody. For this podcast, for the most part, I don't think I'm be able to see the majority of you. Well, the majority of your comments and shit like that. So just take that into account. But today, I got my boy here, Lou.
What's up?
And I just want to say good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Can you pass me my phone right there? Actually, no, fuck it. They'll be all right. All right, so this is a different segment. I probably should have took off this hoodie. I'm going to be hot than a motherfucker today. It don't matter, though.
The upper lip. It's going to be sweaty.
I don't know who man this is. Oh, that's why I did this. I did it live so I can get clips of this. So I can make clips.
You can record.
That's crazy, right? No, I mean, I can record without
Sorry.
But, you know, this is live. Oh, did y'all not know I go live? That's crazy. Y'all just be listening to the podcast. Y'all didn't even know I'd be going live. But anyway.
Drinking your juice.
All right. Hey, don't worry about that, bro. Don't worry about the juice. All right. So the first thing I want to bring up, and I'm going to let you speak real quick while I get a few other things set up.
No problem.
Is if you had to pick a superpower, any superpower you wanted.
Okay.
What would it be and why? Now you think about that real quick.
All right.
Now you can explain to the people if you want, you know, the different ones and shit like that. You can go through the list. But when I come back, give me an answer, all right?
So you want me to explain which one? Yeah,
explain to them what you would think. What, you know, I could go with this because of that. If, you,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Get them a little entertainment real quick.
All right. What power? That's interesting. I mean, I could choose strength, but, like, does it come with cons, too? Like, I don't understand. Like, am I probably going to, like, have strength all the time and I can't control it? Or, like, super speed, but I just can't stop running? Or, like, I just can't stop myself or control it? So there's always that risk. This is going to be a little tricky, man. And there's so many great ones, too. And then there's ones that you wouldn't even think about. You know what I'm saying? So there's so many to choose from, honestly. But, oh, I got it. I definitely got it. I think I'm ready, guys. I think I'm ready. And I think it's the best one, too. Best one. You don't got to do much. Oh, somebody commented. What they say? Oh, I heard a notification. Damn. All right. Well, anyway, like I said, I'm ready for it.
Nobody watching this.
Nobody wants to see this superhero bullshit. No, all right, man. But I'm glad you're back. I got the answer to your question.
I hope y'all can't read my shirt. But I mean, it's on my page anyway, so it don't matter.
Okay. Great.
All right. Tell me.
Teleportation.
Teleportation?
Teleportation. But you ever seen that movie with the guy that plays Darth Vader?
Oh, my God. Did y'all see my hairline? Oh, my God. No.
Oh, no.
The disrespect. You know what? This video isn't going anywhere now. This video is going nowhere. This is it. You will never see me again. I will never work in this town again.
In this town? In this area? Oh.
Teleportation, man.
Yeah, and. Tell me. And like I said, have you ever seen that movie with the guy that plays Darth Vader? I forgot his name.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, Anakin.
Yeah, I know that. But the guy? Not really Anakin. His name's not really Anakin.
No, his name's not really Anakin. But you know who I'm talking about, right? You know the actor that plays him, that portrays him.
Yeah.
Him. He's the one that Jumper. That's the movie called. It's called Jumper, guys.
I can respect that.
That type of power, like that, in that manner.
I don't know. That's
for sure. Scary ass. What about yourself?
I don't know. What was that energy that was like, what, cosmic or some shit like that?
Cosmic.
It was like you can make anything out of anything. It's like Scarlet Witch type shit. Or is this Scarlet? Is her name Scarlet Witch?
The only other power I can think about it is like DC, like yeah, Green Lantern.
The Scarlet chick. You know what I'm talking about. She got WandaVision. The WandaVision TV series.
Yeah, her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she can make whatever she wants as she wants it. I forgot okay. what is it.
It's so like you would have that. Warp or something. You would have her superpowers?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Easily. All right. Easily, it'd destroy everything in the world. I ain't gonna hold you. All right, let's get rid of the nonsense conversation.
I'll probably go with can I change my? I'll probably go with Batman superpowers. That's money.
Batman. Oh, you just want bread?
Yeah. Just give me that.
Just give me money, nigga.
Yeah, and I'll be fine. I don't need no more superpowers after that, to be honest.
No, I respect that. Now, all right, I just want to talk about something serious because this has been going on for quite some time. Well, not would I say quite some time? Not even. I would say there's the video because I don't want to talk about the super serious shit yet. There's a video where the guy brought his kid. Yes, his kid. She has other kids by other men, and he has one kid with
by
her.
Yes, and it's been a viral video that's been going around,
obviously
showing that he brings a burger and some fries and a soda to his child, right, for lunch. For lunch, right, mind you, his child. So he gets out the car, but she's already recording. He said, and she's saying, "Look at this piece of shit bringing lunch to his son." But what about his siblings? What about his siblings? Remember? And then he comes out the car and he's confused because he has the bag and the soda ready for his child, which is his. Mm-hmm. And then she gets upset because she's like, "Are you just gonna let my his siblings watch him eat? Like they can't have anything or they're not special?" And I feel like that's the question.
Right.
What's your opinion and how do you feel about that?
Correct.
So for me personally,
if you start smiling hard as fuck.
For me personally, fuck them kids. You feel me? Yeah, well, they not mine. They have daddies, and your decision as a woman was to have kids with these people. And I feel like it's not my responsibility to take care of somebody else's kids, and especially if I'm not with you. Like, what I look like, I'm not even getting it from you, and you think I'm about to give more? Matt, like, you feel me? Like, that's crazy. Because I know for a fact you're not even using that child support money I am giving you for my son. For my daughter,
Hold the fuck up. How do you know that? How are we getting so deep into the bag? How do you know that? Are you talking about her specifically? You just talking.
Did you not see that video?
I did not watch the video itself. Okay. No, I did not. But nonetheless, do you think that she's not using any, if she is getting child support, because we don't know the situation.
I don't know the situation. I don't know, but I made an assumption there.
I say, do you believe that she is the type of woman to not use the entire child support on the kid? Also,
I can't really give a clear answer just because at that point I feel like I'm just gonna be making assumptions.
I respect that, but you know what? Hold on, that also leads into another question. Do you believe that child support should pay for more than just child support?
Wait, say that one. Try to make that a little more clear for me.
Do you believe that child support should also be able to help pay for her rent or her gas and shit of that, her cell phone bill?
No, of course not. No. That's not what it is. Child support. You're supporting your child. I feel like a lot of people abuse that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of women nowadays, especially the whole, being equal and all this different type of like stuff going on, which is great and good movements and whatnot, but it just gets very sensitive when you start getting to certain like points and moments and stuff, to really talk about that. But I feel like a lot of people do abuse child support, man or woman. I feel like it's more than just, oh, here's my kid and I'm using all of it for my child. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you have five different kids from five different dads. You know what I'm saying? It's a little harder for it to be if it's one person and it's all just the situation and where it is and at what moment and what time. and where you know everything's coming from.
I get that. I say, I mean, for the most part, I would say that is that does happen a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I say I don't think that's a big. I don't think that's the majority.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
I say, but then now that brings me into the last question. Mm-hmm. I say, so I saw a post where somebody said, what was it specifically? They said that every man should be put on child support as soon as they find out that their woman is pregnant.
Yeah, but what do they mean every man should be put on child support? Like, even if we're together?
There was no clarification.
Okay, because if like,
there's no clear, that was literally specifically this sentence.
If we're going off of the sentence alone, I honestly feel like that's just a little ridiculous. Just because, I mean, even in both parties, from both perspectives, I feel like if I'm with my partner and then I've been told that now I just have to give them a certain payment plan at a certain time every time going forth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got to just keep on doing that from the moment I'm aware you're pregnant. That's ridiculous to me. But now, on the other hand, what if you all, like, we're not together? Find that a little crazy too. Cause I mean, like, what exactly do you have to get money for? Like, you know what I'm saying? That I can buy myself and then bring it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get the diapers, the milk, the preparations.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the kids not even born yet,
though. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, logically, like, what would you get that I can't get ahead of time either?
I don't know. Other than, like, medical expenses? Would you pay for the medical expenses?
We got to go off a plan. That's tough. We got to go off a plan. Now, because that's a whole different conversation at that point. Hospitals rip you off, man. You got to go with, what's that called? What's that thing when you ask for the receipt and you itemize it, right? Itemize it, I think it's what it's called. And you get every single item. And then that's how they get you, is when you don't ask for that. And they give you all this random bullshit. And they charge you to hold your baby. That's crazy. They charge you to hold your child after the mother gave birth. They'll be like, do you want to touch it?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Honestly, anything,
getting charged.
Wrapping it, when you wrap it with the blanket, anything. So everything from that diaper thing. I mean, I don't know if they stuff it anymore, but back when my sister was born, I remember they had that packed and my mom took all that shit.
Would you let them take your baby up the room?
Hell no. You're not moving that little nigga nowhere.
You wouldn't let them move your baby.
I'm not letting them niggas touch my son. I'll have that nigga right there. I'll learn myself. I'll do the delivery. It's very, very, you know, they obviously are trained professionals, but it's more business to them than anything else. And I feel like anybody can agree it's more business than anything else. I mean, there are a few good apples.
Right.
But it's not always the case. And like I said, hospital is just one more of this than anything else. It's coming down to it. Doctors don't give a fuck about you, me, or my mans over here. As long as their pockets is full, that's what matters.
I agree with that. I can agree with that. I believe that is a fair assessment for the most part. I'm not going to have that shit happen to me either. I'm not letting my child be taken off the road.
You can't.
I would say my girl will also feel the same way. I would say it makes sense. I would say whenever that does happen.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Don't forget to itemize. Like I said, you got to get that receipt and itemize.
Itemize. You about to have a kid, have itemized.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get all them little things.
Now, with that also being said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right, let's say something like this gets enacted. Should you have a DNA test beforehand?
Yes. Like
child support. Now,
100%.
Now, here's the tricky part.
Okay,
who pays for it?
She does.
Because from what I've heard, I think it costs like $2,000. Please, please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm talking about an in the womb DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I would read your comment, but you're all the way over there on the computer.
I can't even read. I'm wearing glasses,
and I'm dumb, and I didn't have the thing up so I could read the comments. So I apologize.
If you don't get any itemized list, she should pay for everything. Nah,
she should pay for everything.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Who wrote that? Freedom and Faith?
Yeah, I think so. That's crazy.
She should pay for everything.
She should pay for everything.
That's tough.
Bro, that's very rude.
That's very rude.
Man. Believe it or not, I have a fun fact. Apparently, it's from what I've been told, and now it's just a theory, right? But a lot of people now, a good handful, have been doing what we dolphin births. I don't know if you know what that is.
What the? A dolphin birth?
Yeah, so the women will go to, like, I guess, to either, like, a park with dolphins, but, like, mostly it happens in, like, the beach.
So they would give birth around dolphins?
Around dolphins.
I've heard of that. I just never knew they specifically called it dolphin birth.
I don't know. But from what I've read, that's what it's called, and that's what, like, it comes to. Yeah, dolphin births. Oh, see, he said something again.
I got my phone on turn off, so my screen goes blank. I used to never have it on that.
Oh, you could get what they're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. But yeah, no, dolphin births, guys. It's...
No, it says, why the fuck would she pay for the test? If it's mandated or enacted, that's all men put on support.
What you think?
Not asking you. You said it.
Say it again.
You rephrase, said it.
Say the question again.
I can't say it again. It's gone now.
Oh, damn.
Say, why should she pay?
Okay, why should she pay? I feel like...
If you were mandated to put on child support, why should she pay?
Because
that technically... All right,
so then, you know what? Now you're right. Let's cut it even. Let's say 50-50. Just because she's sure. I mean, I don't know. Who's accusing who? Like, she's coming to me and she's like, you're the daddy.
Yes.
So then I guess I would have to get that test. I would pay for that test just because I'm kind of like, no, I feel insecure. I don't feel like that's...
So you're saying if whoever doesn't believe or whoever believes that they are...
Not the parent.
Because... Okay. Because she's coming to you saying you're the daddy. You're like, all right, I'm gonna pay for a DNA test. So if you went to her and was like, I know I'm the father of your child, yeah. She's like, nah. Does she pay for it?
Damn, bro. That's tough. I feel like she gotta pay for it. Let's be equal. You gotta pay for that. Just because I'm saying, because I'm willing to pay for it. Right. I'm willing to have this kid, so I'm ready, and you're not. So you kind of have that, like, nah, I don't want it to be. You have that doubt. I feel like it's only fair for you to pay for that at that point.
So whoever has the doubt should pay for
it. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, I mean, that's not hard. That's not horrible.
Yeah, that's not bad. Horrible.
Okay, I understand that.
I'll go with that. That's a good one.
I get that. Okay. Now, is it he just wants her to pay?
Nah, of course
you
not.
I would pay everything.
How about we? Yeah, exactly. Child support. She's for the child support from the beginning. He or she's from the child support from the beginning. They want. They're there for the pay in the beginning. Just the baby mom says you're the daddy. You guys start paying the plan. And how much would this plan be exactly too? How would we go about that?
Child support.
Yeah, would it be just like how it is now, the same rules implemented now?
I don't know because I've never been on child support, so I don't know the rules.
Okay.
So the rules of child support to me are a fucking mystery. But if I had to go with any guess, then I would say yes, I guess. And I think child support is based off what, income?
Yes, I think it's based off the amount, yeah, the percentage of your pay. Yeah, exactly. It takes a certain percentage.
Yeah, and it comes straight out your check. It's not like you go somewhere and pay child support. Like, nah, we are taking child support. You don't pay child support. Dude. You take child support. Same way you pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. We're taking
that shit.
Yeah.
You don't get a chance.
And you'll be lucky if you get something back.
Lucky. I would say, yo, everybody's taxes went shit this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of all that inflation, all that extra money that they gave the niggas and didn't account for nothing. That is horrible.
Damn, bro. I'm so upset. Gas companies still trying to make that profit. highest profits somehow.
I told you that. I told you to look at him. Look at him trying to spew that shit.
Nothing.
No, I'm joking. I say yes. No, I completely understand.
That's crazy. I say,
look at all this text next to my head. Look at this.
Oh shit! What's that say?
I respect that.
What's that say?
I say, not if it's mandated that the child support happens, I can understand the paternity test, but health insurance or split cost between both people is fair. If it turns out not your kid, you get reimbursed. Now, that sounds tough. Who's going to reimburse me?
Damn. The losing party. That's it. If I wanted the kid and you didn't, and it's mine, you got to pay for
it. Because I think that's the only right way. Imagine being...
But ain't you paid? But what if you're the one in child support, and then not only do you get... You got to reimburse the person, but now you got to pay... Child support, that's crazy.
Exactly. I wish and that's exactly. A double L. She got you. Now imagine that. I would say someone accuse you of being father of the baby, right?
Okay.
And then you say no. Nah. You buy a test, right? Uh-huh. Finds out you aren't the father of the baby or whatever. I would say, but let's say that takes a while. Or you don't even know that you can get in womb test.
Damn.
Right?
Okay.
And then you're paying child support, and then, or you just like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. It might be my baby.
Mm.
Right? So it's been a few years. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know what? This little nigga don't look nothing like me.
Yo.
He don't look nothing like, he got,
for some reason. He got some, why he Chinese?
Yeah, why he got that Spanish hair? I'll say, I'm African. Yeah. Like, no. But no. I say, so your kid... Is it not looking like you, nothing like that of that nature. So you get a DNA test, found out it's not yours. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been like, what, 5 years, let's say. And then imagine the government reimbursed you.
For
all that, for the 5 years. Imagine just the government reimbursed you, but she didn't. Imagine getting off scot-free like that.
She didn't what? She didn't reimburse?
She don't have to pay you nothing.
But the government did?
Yeah.
I guess.
I can't agree. You agree? That's fine with you?
Yes. I mean,
that's fine with you.
I can't. No, it's not fine, but what can I do? Like, am I going to go stab this bitch? Like, what am I?
Nah, wait, hold on. Wait, whoa, hold on. We ain't going that far. But what I'm saying, I have the right to be mad.
Yes.
You should.
You could be upset.
If that did happen. And I don't know. Can you even do that now? Can you pay for. More or less, actually, no, you can't, because even if you sign the birth certificate, right, you automatically are responsible for this child.
Yeah, that's
you're done.
Yeah,
you're done. Yeah. Whether it's your child or not.
Yeah,
which is
crazy.
Which is why I believe, not even gonna hold you, I think DNA tests should be mandatory at birth. Like once the baby's born, and as soon as you can do a DNA test, it should be done. And then you can sign birth certificate.
Yo, that's crazy. Imagine raising somebody you think is your son for 17 years on his 18th birthday. Curiosity just hit both of you, and you're like, we should just run it. Let's go to 21andMe to see our heritage. All of a sudden, 4 weeks come by, and then your son, not really your son. Damn. That's tough. Who paying me those 17 years? Not the government.
Not at all.
Now at this point, do I fight this bitch or what?
Do I fight this bitch? Ooh. Like,
ooh. I'm really asking. 17 years.
That's it.
Does she owe me a 3-minute round in the ring? I'm just asking. Like, I'm being serious. What do you think? Like, what do you guys think? Like, what would be something that would be justifiable?
Remember, we are equal on the table, except for what they've been doing in the court system. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's... I don't know about all that.
That's... Ooh, sorry. We do not agree. Yeah. Simple as that. I don't even think that even deserves discussion.
If you go to New York...
Say, go to New York?
Yeah, they don't fuck with it. Okay. They don't fuck with it, yeah.
But I don't think they're recognizing that shit. I think the Supreme Court was like, you know what? We don't fuck with the individual state laws. We're overruling those. We're not recognizing those.
Nah, bro. I just heard. I heard a commercial yesterday. New York. It said, "Listen,
don't go too hard on the words about it, though. You know, I don't know how they feel about certain words."
Yeah, but they were like yesterday. They were like, "Yo, we not with it. That's it. That's it. That's it. We now. there you go.
Nah.
Yeah, we good.
Simple.
Yeah, that's it. So I get just the other day though, just a commercial about it, about how New York was not with it at all whatsoever. They were like, "Come over here, we got you. It's not nobody else's choice but your own."
That's how it should be.
Yeah, that is how it should be for sure.
I fucks with New York, but I hate New York.
Everybody's wild. Yeah, true, but judicial system wildin'.
Wildin'.
Different. No, just really different, and it's not okay. It's really not okay. We got to get better. But then, this younger generation, whoever it may be, whoever does take over. You know, you never know what ideas they might have and where we might go with that. So it's always just, you know, a big, big game of cat and mouse, guys, honestly. So, you know.
Cat and mouse, yeah.
Go vote. Get your studies up, not your funny up. Go vote. I'm serious. Politics is a game and you need to be part of it because you play a big part too.
Now, all right, now I'm shifting the conversation because, you know, get out a little bit of serious stuff. We're going to go to sports. You want to cut out of here, or you want to cut like maybe 20 minutes later, something like that. And if we talk about some wild shit, then you're going to have to go back. It don't matter. But we're going to talk about sports real quick. And this is a big question. And this goes to all my sports fans out here because I'm clipping this shit.
Oh,
right,
what's
here,
that? So. I can't hear that.
You can't hear what?
I mean, read that.
I can't hear that. I can't hear the words on the screen.
It's going crazy.
I can't hear the words on the screen. Man. I'm fucked up.
Hey, yo, turn that knob. What's that with the car? Yo, turn the music down. I can't see the address. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go. You can read those.
There we go.
I would say now, with Curry winning his fourth ring out of six, and I think, what is it? LeBron got four out of, what, nine? Is it 4 out of 9 or 4 out of 8?
You see, she said half the country, man.
What
were you talking about?
LeBron got what? 4 out of 8 rings?
LeBron got 4 out of 8. Curry got 4 out of 6. Curry, all-time great GOAT. I ain't going to lie.
All right.
Curry the best.
Hold on. So you telling me that you think Curry over LeBron with this chip?
Not with this chip. Curry over LeBron, they win another chip. LeBron James, top three right now, just because he's definitely going to be number one overall scorer. He's definitely passing Kareem. And honestly, top three, deadass. Kobe, Michael, they're top one. You can't choose between that. Michael's still up there, though.
Wait, hold on.
And then two for me would have to be Bill Russell.
So it's between Kobe and Mike
for me.
So then that's 1 and 2, either or. That's 1 and 2.
All right, Bill, and then LeBron.
Bill is 3.
And then LeBron.
Then LeBron, and then Curry.
And then Curry.
So Curry's not above LeBron in this situation.
In this moment right now, no.
No.
They both got 4 rings.
They both got four. Now I don't know. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, don't be wrong. I'm not a LeBron hater.
I don't hate LeBron.
And I'm not obviously like big into the stats and all that extra shit. I don't know niggas PPG and PPE and all
that.
I don't know none of that extra stat code shit. Niggas be pulling shit out their ass. They'd be like, yeah, but in 1990, I just say, hold on, nigga. I wasn't prepared for all of that. I thought we were just talking about what was on TV today.
LeBron is the first player to dribble 20 times in the first quarter.
Yo, some of these stats is dumb, bro.
LeBron rubbed his knees 5 times.
First man to score 20 points on this night while it was a full moon outside and there's 2 cats having sex in the driveway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the concept that's happening here.
A lot of stats.
So
ridiculous stats.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm going to have to take Curry over LeBron.
Cause what?
If we're going purely based off championships
or tries,
and I got it.
You gotta go off tries.
He's goat status. I mean, like, come on. Most threes, man hasn't missed it. Nah, he did miss a three in the playoffs. Finally missed a three in the playoffs.
Say finally, what? Did you hear what you said?
Finally, yes.
That's crazy.
Since November 17th or some shit like that, 2018, missed a three in a game or something like that. Most consecutive threes. Mm-hmm. It was like three streaks all got broken because all ended that night because he didn't make any threes. They locked his ass down. I ain't gonna hold you. Celtics did lock that man down. They wanted that. They ate that man for lunch.
But
I ain't gonna hold you.
Couldn't get it.
Couldn't get it. What happened? What do you think happened with the Celtics at the end? Was it because they were playing against an amazing team?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm never trying to be, Skip. No, what's his name?
Skip Bayless.
I ain't trying to be him, right? Because sometimes I be getting it wrong. But
you, Stephen A, huh?
But I'm gonna be hear me out. Listen, all I'm saying is Marcus Smart wasn't as aggressive as he should have been. Jason Tatum didn't have that confidence that he should have. He did have the fundamentals down, but the confidence was not there to really execute.
Or to drive him forward.
To keep on going. Even if the misses were there. And then he could have gotten open looks. Listen, it's not always about shooting. It's about how you move that ball. And there's one thing that you told, and I got to say that stamina beats anything. Anything. Stamina beats anything. And if they would have just, I just feel like they didn't want it as bad as Curry did. And then when they finally got it, you saw Clay at the with those when he was like happy and he was like celebrating. He was dropping his ring, drinking Hennessy.
Yo, son, hit an old lady.
He had hit some lady.
I forgot. Mm-mm. I heard something else about what Draymond Green was talking about. Oh, are we live? He's like, yeah. He's like, all right, shut the fuck up. Some shit like that. Some wild shit. I forgot what the fuck
That's
he said.
That's crazy.
He said shit, son. I was like, yo, these niggas is living their best life.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing. I'm 4'3". First off, I'm LeBron's rival, and I'm 4'6", and he's 4'8". Mm-hmm. I think I'm better. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't have to score as many points. I don't have to get that ring. I don't have to get as many steals or whatever the fuck.
I feel like they gotta go for five. Curry gotta go for five.
Also, you know what I'm kind of surprised of? I think. Who is it? I don't think Curry has had a 70-point game. I don't think LeBron has had a 70-point game. I don't think Kevin Durant has had a 70-point game.
Mm-mm. No, they have not.
And those are some of our best scorers of all time, right?
I think so.
I would say, how they have not?
Who was it, Clay?
Somebody got
something.
Someone does have a 70-point game, and guess who it is? Devin Booker.
Oh, yeah. He went crazy.
Devin Booker had a 70-point
game. Yeah.
Or at least scored at least 70.
But at the time, Devin Booker was the only good player in that team. So
he was eating. But still, I don't care if you're the only good player on your team. You alone playing against us 5v5. I don't give a fuck how ass other niggas on your team is. You ain't scoring 75 shit. Fuck that. 70 nothing. I'm sorry. 75. 70 nothing. Nigga, fuck that. Nah.
True. I mean, Devin Booker do got it. He did, but he still slack with Chris Paul.
I mean, it's not NBA shit, so I can't even talk. But like on this basketball court outside, nah, son, you gotta be dumb nice.
He messed up with Chris Paul though. Chris Paul could have done something, could have done anything.
My man was dragging ass.
Nothing.
1 point for three quarters.
And then when he finally realized it was all under and at like nah, gone from
knew.
His grasp.
That nigga been there. He just was not trying to put shit up. He had open looks. He had moments of diamonds.
He was just
the
scared.
Man did not look normal. The man felt nervous. The nigga was out eating something. He was celebrating something. He's like, we busting their ass. Baby. I'm good. That nigga did some type of shit. That nigga was drinking something. I don't know. But they gave that man something. And he was like, I cannot perform today.
No, he tried. He tried at the end, man. Fourth quarter, he tried something, but.
And it wasn't enough.
It wasn't definitely not enough. It wasn't anything, really.
I shouldn't have to wait till the fourth quarter. You shouldn't score 1 point for three quarters and then be like, all right, bet, I got you, bro. I'm start shooting. Nigga, no. No. Thanks. We're down 40.
I'm going to start shooting now.
We're down 30.
It's not real anymore.
We're down 30. Thanks.
Oh my God.
You gonna score 30 in the fourth?
All right.
Thinking about it gets me sad, man. He had it though. He could have had that. Oh well.
I don't think so.
Nah, I feel like if he would have played just normal, like it's any other game.
Who did you think was gonna win from the beginning?
Oh, nah, definitely not. Nah, the Phoenix Suns did not have the.
No, I said who? Who did you think was going to win from the beginning?
Remember, I said Warriors and Celtics. Take your time.
Sure.
Take your time.
Sure.
I said Warriors and Celtics. I called it. And we did bet. I called it.
No, we bet on a game.
Yeah, we bet on a game. Game.
You won.
I won.
I gave it up. But the only reason you won is because for some reason this year.
There was booty.
No, not even their booty. Mostly every single fucking team mm-hmm. was losing at home ridiculously.
Mm.
Like, it made no sense.
I wasn't aware of that, though. Like, I wasn't aware. Because I don't watch the regular season. For me, that's.
Shut the fuck up. You're just trying to brag about how you picked it out your ass. Shut up.
That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah, I did. And I did. And I'm happy I did.
That's nice for you.
And I'm happy I did. And I should have bet, bro. I should have went into like some casino, done something. Really mad I didn't.
So you ain't that lucky, man.
I probably would have won. I chose the teams every game and every game they came through. For this series.
You should have done something with it. Hey,
that's what I just fuck. Said. But yeah, it's all right.
I know, nigga.
It's all right.
I'm trying.
It's all right, though.
Sucks for you.
Let me just be sad.
Yep. You're going to be broke right with me, my nigga. I would say now, you've been practicing playing basketball, right?
Yes.
You say you just did a soccer tournament, too.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Man,
give you an interview. How'd that go? How did the soccer tournament go?
Listen, I'm not gonna lie.
Remember, your niggas can't see this. All
right,
remember. You can talk all that shit. Let me hear it.
Let me hear it. All right, so I did a crot. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna lie. It was a really close match throughout the first half. Every time we scored a goal, they came at us and they kept on going, coming. We were having a back and forth war. You know, second quarter, we kind of amped ourselves. We got our defense better. We had a couple better kicks, you know, a couple more chances at the shot. We did get our, goals in there, but they were really, really, really aggressive with their defense. But at the end, we did catch them with one extra goal, and we got the dub. So, really happy for today. It was a really good time. And
that was nice. That was corny as fuck. Tell me about the bullshit that's happened on the team.
What do you mean?
Any nonsense. Niggas, moments where you pass the ball and the nigga kicked it into the stands type shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me some stupid shit.
You want to know the truth, bro? Yo, I'm not going to lie, man. Sometimes.
It was you?
It was me. It was me. Nah, everybody was a little clumsy, man. Because, you know, it's like you get nervous the first times or sometimes it's just not your day. It's like with any sport, right? You know, you could agree. Like,
it's crazy that shit never goes away, even as a kid. Like, yeah, from a kid to being a grown adult.
It never leaves you. Like, you just get that bad. Like, you get a bad day, but then sometimes you get an amazing day. And you're like, oh, I got to be like this every day. But unfortunately, that doesn't work.
There's two situations where that happens, where there's sometimes where niggas will literally remember mm-hmm. the bullshit that you've done on the court.
Oh, right? Yes.
They remember that shit forever.
That experience.
And then there's other times where niggas will completely forget about it, but you will always remember that shit forever. Mm. You're like, yo, these niggas probably think I'm ass.
Mm.
I ain't make nothing. Next time niggas see you, oh, who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas don't even remember who you are.
Yeah.
I say, but continue. Let me hear this bullshit.
Nah, man. Soccer is interesting, honestly. If you know how to play, that's
Soccer's
great.
Soccer's interesting.
Yeah, man, when you actually play it, like, you know, for me, I'm not really that much of an experienced soccer player, as stereotypical as I look.
I fucking hate soccer. I ain't gonna lose you.
Nah, man, I'm more of a basketball person, and, you know, are you? Do you play basketball, bro?
Yes, but I hate soccer. I hate soccer.
Honestly, it's not bad. I like it. It's fun. It actually, you know, you get some cardio out of it, and you sweat.
Playing sports is different than watching it. I'm not watching soccer.
Okay.
I just feel like it's like, I forgot how long the match goes for, but it's like an hour and a half long game. for people to score like 2 points, and like I'm not there for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. That's why I watch basketball. I need to see the points go yo, up keep going. Somehow.
Yeah, nah, I feel you.
I only watch football highlights. It's not
everybody's cup of tea.
I literally only watch football highlights because I do not give a fuck mm-hmm. about all the extra downtime.
All the passing. I mean,
I like good plays. You know, nigga moss somebody real quick. Mm-hmm. Somebody truck somebody. Someone break somebody ankle.
Yeah,
I fucks with all of that. I don't want to watch all the extra bush, and mm-hmm. I don't want to watch the incompletes, the homeboy throwing it into the dirt. I don't want to
him messing up.
I don't want to watch any of that extra nonsense. I say, I kind of put that onto my girl. I say, because we watch, I forgot, I think it was like Easter Sunday. I think they do football on Easter Sunday, right?
I think so, maybe.
I don't know. I don't watch football like that. Say, but they was watching football, went over to her dad's house, and she was mad because they kept like dropping balls. She's like, y'all are ass. She's like, everything that Jordan watched, everybody makes it, catches everything. It's hard for her to watch basketball now
mm-hmm. because people always miss. Highlights.
Yeah, because people miss. And she's like, they suck.
They're ass.
She's like, they're ass.
What is that?
Who are they? Who are you? Like, yo, what is happening right now? And I'm like, babe, we be watching highlights. I'll say, we be watching highlights for 10 minutes.
Nah, that highlight
gets you. This game is an hour long.
them highlights get you. Them highlights get you, especially when you like, when you don't know anything about it. And all you're seeing is just good plays.
Yo, good plays.
Desensitized immediately.
But the good plays, they're just so nice.
Son. Spaghetti
just so
sauce.
Nice, so nice, son. I would say, yo, I would.
Chef kiss.
I'd rather watch. I'm not even gonna. There's sometimes I watch a game, like depending on what the game is, mm-hmm. I'll watch it, or depending on who's playing, I'll watch it. But if it's two teams I really don't give a fuck about, I'm watching highlights. I'm watching highlights all day.
Mm-hmm.
Highlights are better than anything else. I ain't gonna hold you. I say, but sometimes you watch highlights, you be seeing some of the crazy shit that be happening. I say, I don't have to watch the whole game to see a man get crossed up and hopefully I'm not looking down at my phone for that moment.
While he's getting that play done to him.
Tell me you watching the game the entire time, never looking down on your phone while the game's actually happening. Tell me you never look away and you see everything.
Mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nah, exactly. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And it's live. I can't rewind this.
That's a long game. I ain't gonna lie.
That is a long game. Son, them. Yo.
That's not yawning.
Yo.
I can't.
You ever watch an overtime? I wonder how people feel when they go to basketball games and it goes in like triple overtime.
Yeah, but that's exciting though.
It's exciting, but like I gotta go home.
Bro. Traffic about to be.
I go to work tomorrow. Bro, like, this game was on Wednesday.
It's 2 a.m. Thursday. Can I go?
Yo, home? I don't know. Also, I've never been to a game, yo. I think that. I know that traffic is probably fucking dumb.
Would you get
out of the stadium? I mean,
but like what stadium? Like Madison Square Garden?
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
You've been there?
I've went to go watch the Knicks play a couple times.
At Madison Square
Garden. Madison Square Garden.
That's tough.
Yeah, like. Oh, I watched the.
I played. I was about to say.
Imagine. Play on shit. I was shooting from the base doing my thing.
I was on those hoops, boy. Yeah.
Shaq said, what's up? Now, I was playing again, you see. I was watching the Knicks play to the Raptors, right? And this is the year when Kawhi was hot and he got the ring.
Yeah.
Right? So that's when I went and watched it. But you know what's funny? That nigga wasn't there. Kawhi was not at the Toronto Knicks game.
I think that's the problem.
That was crazy to me, bro. I went to go see Kawhi, and then Kawhi not there.
Imagine spending money.
Kawhi, you owe me some shoes.
Imagine spending money to go see a nigga, and he ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, you ain't specifically
I didn't spend money
to see
him,
but what I'm saying is, like, for you to go to watch a game, and then, like, the main star nigga of your team, or the other team, not playing, you like... Why?
Yeah, what's going on here? Like, I'm confused.
You're supposed to be at work, sir.
Yo, exactly. You called out from your job? That's crazy.
You're about to get fired, nigga.
Nah, but I don't know if you recall, but that game specifically, they had a...
What game specifically?
The Toronto versus Knicks game for that year. He, I don't know who it was, the center, or Stoudemire, tried to dunk on the ball, but like he like airballed it.
He airballed?
Like he didn't airball it, but like he missed completely. Like he tried to dunk, and as he was trying to dunk, did not go inside. As he was trying to dunk.
Stoudemire missed a dunk.
Mm-hmm. No, but it was a like it was ridiculous. Is what I'm trying to say.
Just saying, yeah,
it was crazy. Like the worst. Like it was a it was a meme, bro. It was a meme. I don't know if you like. It was like a meme.
It was a meme. Wait, all right. So what do you mean? Like when he went to dunk, he completely missed the rim, or like when he dunked, like the ball just flew the fuck.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah, that one, the second one.
Okay, I've seen that a bunch of fucking times. It's happened quite a few times. Okay, this shit ain't new.
I mean, it was because, well, he stole the ball. The play was him stealing. I think it was like a steal or a fast break.
Gotcha.
And then as it was him just by himself, no defense, nothing.
Right.
Just completely flops that. So, you know, it's like when you're by yourself and you're going to get like a green bean in 2K, but you don't, and somehow you miss. But there's no defense. That's crazy.
Sure, sure. Hold on. What's that clock at?
I don't know what you're trying. What clock?
It's with the red dot. He's blind. I'm sorry.
47.
Yeah, I bet. Now, all right, I got a question.
Okay.
Would you want to live forever or be the richest man on the planet, but you're unknown?
Second one. The fuck? Richest man on the planet, but I'm unknown. Nigga, did you just say I could be Batman?
I understand that, but
or Iron Man?
I said, but you could die tomorrow, though.
That's cool.
No, I'm the richest nigga in the world. I don't get to enjoy it at all, and then I die tomorrow.
Yeah, but what are the chances of that happening exactly tomorrow?
I said, but if you live forever, I'm pretty sure you can accomplish that.
If I live forever, you see, but that's the problem, yo. You see, you motherfuckers got fucked up. You see, let me drop some knowledge.
Knowledge to who? I'm not saying I personally want
to
live.
No, I know. But I'm dropping it to the people that don't know. For me personally, I could never live forever. Not because I wouldn't want to. It's just because I can't share that immortality with my people that I want to be with. Like, you know.
You need to be social.
I know. Fuck that. Just, you see.
Fuck that.
Not the social, not being social. Because I could be social and immortal. It's more like my mom's, you know, like people I really actually would give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? Like my pet, like my dog. like it sounds stupid, but like I'd rather spend my time and know that my years are precious being with them and being rich as fuck, giving them the happiness that they deserve through the bread, or just being immortal and, you know, just seeing them go. Well, yeah, I'll accomplish getting my riches, but what's it really worth?
When you can't really, family,
you know.
Would you let your family hate you if you become the richest thing in the world?
What do you mean, like?
Hate you. Hate your guts.
But that comes with the conditions?
Yeah, but you're the richest. But you become one of the richest niggas on the planet.
Damn, bro. I find that hard to believe. So I'm going to go with yes. Just because it's damn near impossible.
It's guaranteed what's going to happen. They hate you. They don't want to associate with you, none. And if they
because my love greater, money. My love is way greater. I'd be like, all right.
So you're willing to deal with that? You'll deal with them hating you?
Yeah, because
using you for your money.
Well, it's not me. How can they use me for my money when I'm giving it to them?
Because they're still asking you for it. Let's say they don't care. They fake whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you're using somebody for them.
I know. It's
or okay. Are you telling me that?
I mean, from a logical from a you. No, hear me out. From a logical perspective,
what?
Anybody in their right mind would be like, all right, you know, it's a dub. I guess I'll just move on with immortality. Or the choice would be, I would rather choose immortality than go that route then. Because the whole point I'm choosing the money isn't for me personally.
Immortality shit don't happen no more. That ain't the part.
Oh,
of
so fiction. They're just conditioning?
It's literally just... You become the richest thing in the world.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yes.
And your family
my question is simple.
Or no?
Simple, yes. Yes. Okay, I still take that.
You willing to take that?
Yeah.
All right, I thought you was about to fam.
I am about to fam, yeah, but I still
don't
do like it.
You. They don't want to be around you.
That's okay.
They don't care about you.
That's okay. I could always make another family.
Oh, this nigga. All your families hate you.
All of a sudden,
soon,
oh my God.
As soon as your kids come out, they hate you.
That's crazy.
They don't want to be around you. Nothing.
That's fine.
That's fine? You can deal with your son hating you forever?
Yeah, bro, because I know at the end of the day, it wasn't me giving hate. You know what I'm saying?
Don't matter.
I don't know, bro. I just feel like you can't. I can't hate. Like, that's just crazy. All
right, when's if you become
I don't have that energy to hate right, you, my right, nigga. Right. I could so, never hate you. Okay. I could never hate nobody. 50, not because you matter.
50 billion. 50 billion and everybody absolutely hates you.
50 billion, everybody hates me.
Everybody hates you. Everybody hates you.
No, but like I pick up the phone and they're like, bitch, I know it's you.
Yes. Everybody fucking
that's
hates
crazy.
You.
That's crazy. Every single fucking person hates you. Everybody?
Yes.
Even God?
I don't know, but God loves everybody.
All right, so then I'll still do it. I'll still do it
you
then.
Are you serious?
If God still loves me.
you love money that much that you're willing to.
It's not about loving money at all.
What is the love but, for?
Because like I'm not even because this isn't a hard answer for me because my choices aren't that hard. I'm an introvert, bro. Like I'm not really like with it regardless. I'm not here to be social. Like, I'll be like, hey, nigga, y'all want to be with me? You don't got to be with me. Be free, my boy. You can eat. I want you to eat, but I guess just not with me. And I'll splurge by myself. I could live lavish, live a good life, and enjoy my time. I never did wrong to nobody. And it's 50 bill. You hate me for what? My energy? Fuck you.
Okay. All right. Next question.
All right.
All right. If any of these things could be free,
okay,
which one would you make it?
Okay, bet.
Rent, gas, food, or the devil's lettuce?
Food. Just because rent, we need economic. Like economy is important. We need that.
I'm talking about this specifically for you.
Oh, just like my
this
choice.
Is specifically for you.
Oh, my choice.
Fuck the world. Oh, nigga, this you, nigga.
Oh, okay, okay.
This you.
So
nigga.
What was the choices? You said rent, devil's lettuce.
Rent,
gas.
Devil's lettuce. Food.
Gas like car gas?
Yes.
Rent. No, not rent. Not rent.
Gas like gas for your car. Yeah. Nah, rent, nigga.
Yeah, rent.
Rent?
Rent. But just yeah, bro, rent. That's a very simple choice, rent. Cause I could get a job to feed myself. And then if I don't gotta pay for rent, there's really not much for me to really be paying besides my Wi-Fi. Rent with all accommodations. Like, there's no real, like, you know, like, you didn't put no, like.
I know a lot of niggas would say weed. You know,
I could never. Y'all retarded.
But do you know why?
Why?
I would say, depending on where you live, mm-hmm. I would say, you can legally sell that. If you have a dispensary and you're just getting free weed,
mm-hmm.
I say, you don't have to grow nothing. Just poof out of nowhere, just mm-hmm. weed. That's tough.
That's tough.
Also, if you got a habit. I mean, that could help.
That's
too.
Tough.
I mean, don't be that's right. It's not really going to relieve you.
Where am I getting free like weed rent. From, though?
I don't know, nigga. Where are you getting free rent from? Exactly.
Well, that's but yeah, but for
you,
rent
but
is fake.
Ask me that.
Rent is fake.
You didn't ask me.
Rent
that.
All this money shit is an illusion.
But you
shit
didn't
is
ask
fake
about
numbers.
Gas either.
Huh?
You didn't ask about gas either. Where are you getting all this free gas from? What pump is giving you free gas and making everybody else pay?
I thought you would get like a card and then you scan that card for free gas.
Oh, so it's like what, like food stamps?
No, like.
And so like that's what would happen.
You
that's
know how you know how there's certain
food stamps.
No, you know no. Now it will also be a card.
Yeah, it would be a card.
It so will be a U.S. government official card
that just says infinite.
That says no, and it has a number, and then every time you scan it for food, and it's like, all right, you good, or for like fucking gas, you scan it like a BJ's member, right? You scan mm-hmm. that shit, there free gas, but any gas station. For rent, that's all fake, like I said. So it's just transaction from one thing to another business. I'm not even included in that. But weed, that's a whole different scenario. Because right. That bud, where is it being produced? How am I getting it? How long is it taking? Is it going to be fresh? How good is that potency? And more or less, how good much am I taxing?
Good natural weed.
How much? But how much? All right. Good natural bud.
Perfect natural weed.
Perfect natural. Okay. And that's a guaranteed?
Whatever you want, literally.
That's a guaranteed every time?
Picture perfect every single time, whenever you want, whenever.
It just comes out?
Literally, you're just like...
It's not logical, my nigga.
I want that Alaskan thunderfuck. Bow. It pops up.
Nah, because you see, mine's had logic. You just talking about some magic and wizardry.
Why the fuck? Nigga, I came up with the scenario. Okay. I can have whatever the fuck I want in it. Now you're surrounded by Barbie dolls, nigga. It's how you feel.
I do
whatever the fuck I want.
Nigga. Yeah, you know, it would be rent for me, and then I guess I would do bud second, then, just because you persuaded me.
Rent and then bud second?
Yeah.
But you only get one. So rent, right?
Yeah, so rent.
I respect that. That's tough.
Mm-hmm. I would do rent.
You know, it's crazy. A lot of niggas will pick weed. And, you know, sometimes I've seen the same post with shoes. He's like, yo, free J's for life? Yeah, I could resell.
You could
those.
Do. You could do J's.
You could definitely do.
Or that. Just shoes. You don't even shoes. No. Don't not shoes? Just J's.
No. If it they was specifically, we'll put J's.
Oh no, no, no.
Because that is a nigga shoe. Yeah. Tell me, Jordans is not the nigga shoe. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I know that Michael Jordan does not give a fuck about the black community.
Michael Jordan don't care about you. He does or really you buying not. His shoes.
Nigga. But niggas will tell you, if you do not have, they will literally look at you like,
oh, those ain't J's?
Right? Nigga, like, yo, like, my boy, and then why are you worried about what's on my feet? Bro, do you like me?
You wearing them New Balance, nigga?
I'm not your girl. It's okay. Like, I'm not out with you, bro.
You got
like,
the New Balance on?
Well, I mean, niggas ain't gonna ask that, but, like, I get what you're saying. I say, but, like, that shit kills me, bro. Niggas like, yo, you got the new J's on? Why does it matter? Mm-hmm. Why does it matter? So I look like everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to wear your shoes? The same shoes that every other black person wear. For the most part. Don't get me wrong. A lot of other white people wear Spanish niggas. Everybody wears
J's.
But whenever I see black people, most of the time, it's literally Jordans. It's Jordans. Like, that's the black man's shoe. Yeah. White people, it's like DCs or the shit that you see on
New Balance, bro. New Balance.
The shoe that's black that got that one white stripe.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly what shoe I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I would say every white person I know has that shoe. I ain't gonna hold you.
True that.
This is a racism podcast. I'm lying. I'm sorry.
This is a racism. We just judge everybody.
I would say, but now... Tell me everybody doesn't just have their own racist stereotypes that are more or less correct.
Everybody does have their stereotypes. That's what their stereotypes.
I understand that, but tell me that they're not correct, though. Some of them.
What do you mean that they are correct? Some of them are on point.
I would say the majority when they talk about... Not the majority of stereotypes are correct. Hold on. Stop. I would say sometimes when they say it, some of that shit be true. A stereotype is usually when it's like the majority of people do a certain thing.
Exactly.
Sometimes that shit is fucking true.
Sometimes it is true, but it's not. You know what it is, though? It's not because we're like, oh, he's doing it because he's black, or he's doing it because he's Spanish. Like, you feel me? It's not because of that. It's just because of your environmental growth, and sure. It's that whole nature versus nurture, and it's. Sometimes your culture, the way you were brought up, the way you're raised, you're taught certain things that, you know, your parents were taught from their parents. And, you know, that's why there's called something tradition, because it's just something that just keeps it alive, the same things, you know. So it's really just how you are basically brought up in this world.
Sure.
So I feel like it's that. It's not really a whole, it's because... Believe me, I'm pretty sure an Asian family, not necessarily, but an Asian family could go into a black neighborhood and have probably the same bringings as anybody there.
More or less. Yeah.
So, you know, it's not, or anywhere. You could choose whichever, you know, region you feel comfortable with and just put, like, you know, fill in the blank. But it's the same thing anywhere. So
I completely agree with that. I say, do you believe that stereotypes are harmful?
No, I wouldn't say they're harmful.
Okay, that's different. Most people say, fuck yeah. I usually hear a yeah from that.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't say they're harmful. Like, I feel like it's just funny because, like, even other Spanish people like laugh at like other Spanish people because they do Spanish people things.
But yeah,
you know, or like, you know, like everybody comedians. Has that. Yeah,
comedians
exactly.
Comedians are like the biggest aspects of making fun of race.
Exactly, like of themselves. Or yeah, like or other groups because they see that it's something we should like come together as and laugh. And see that it's, you know, it's just the way we are. It's not us being different or not being the same. It's just, you know, it's a unique way and part of us. But
also, I think it depends on how you come off with it. Like, if you come off with a certain tone or gestures or something like mm-hmm. that, then obviously you can perceive as something bad.
Mm.
Say, but sometimes, yo, some of them comedians, yo, I can't even hold you. Some of them dudes be killing me mm-hmm. with some of the shit.
And then you be and then you're laughing, dying in the back and on your couch, and you're like, oh yeah, that's funny because I can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so it. You know, and then that's when you go back to the whole, you know, everybody having a similar upbringing, you know, having that culture there,
which is wild.
Like,
so many people can be brought up in so many different ways, but yet still have the same different things.
Have you ever been brushed with that hot comb?
I would say me personally, no. Have I seen it?
But you know what a hot comb is? Okay. So do you see? I guarantee you more black families.
Oh, now people want to comment? You want to comment when I can't even read the screen? Now I'm joking. Hello, do I know you? LOL. Chagola, my boy. Much respect. How are you, my boy?
Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, man. Where was I? I don't know.
I don't know. You talking about the hot comb?
Yeah. So you see, I guarantee you, more black families know about the hot comb than anybody.
Yes.
So you know, it's always just that
hot comb.
It's just certain communities having their own unique special thing.
I would say so many necks
have been burnt.
So many necks just seared.
Mm-hmm.
Just awesome shit, bro. Like you don't understand, bro. And also that sound, I'll never forget that sound. Granted, it never happened to me, but I'll never forget that sound.
Nonetheless, yeah.
Did I ever tell you I got a perm when I was a kid?
No.
My grandmother permed my hair when I was young.
Okay.
I had braids. But for some reason, I had the meanest like Nigerian hair in the world.
Oh no.
I say I'm doing good. I say that's just my boy. I say I'm doing pretty well. I say I'm happy you're doing good. I say, but yes, I had the meanest Nigerian hair, bro. Nigerian hair. That is so rude of me. I just thought about that. I've been saying that shit most of my African hair, but you know, because that is
Nigerian
so fucked up.
Hairstyles.
I apologize. That is so fucked up. Jesus Christ. I mean, no, I'm part African too, but you know, it is what it is.
Nigerian.
Nonetheless, I had the most ridiculous hair. Grandmother gave me a perm. My shit was straight. But it wasn't long enough to put in the ponytail. Boy, did they roast me at school, son. I hated life at school when I had long.
No.
If my shit wasn't in braids, bro, I didn't want to go to school.
Mm-mm.
I was hurt.
Oh, you had like an afro going?
Yeah, son. My shit was like,
oh,
like
no.
I had the Goku shit going on.
Goku,
no, Vegeta. I had the Vegeta fro.
Oh shit!
Where the shit was like straight, just straight back up, and then had the different levels of hair. And son,
mm-mm.
I was straight Vegeta fro. That was the scariest time of my life. And I can't grow my hair out again. I don't know why. It gets to a certain length, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing that with this. I'm not fucking doing that.
Do it when it's cold. Let it grow when it's cold.
I do. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
I would say it took me 2 years since, like, when the pandemic hit. Uh-huh. It took me a year and, like, 10 months to actually get a haircut from an actual barber. I was like, that shit is wild. What soap do I use? That Dr. Bonner's, that 18-in-1. That AC1, the bar and the liquid.
I say
peppermint, bro. Make your butthole pow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I
That's crazy.
Literally, you feel like your butthole just ate a mint. Like, deadass.
That's weird. I never felt that experience. So I
would say, yo, just the cleanest experience you ever
feel. It's the cleanest.
I ain't gonna hold you.
It's the cleanest experience you could ever feel. Say that. It sounds like a very like sexual commercial. It's the cleanest experience.
And you want me to say that into your ear right now?
Say it.
Nigga, no, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
No, I'm kidding. I use that fancy Costco shampoo and conditioner.
Fancy Costco shampoo?
Yeah, it's that fancy, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like Dr. something. It's like just herbs. It's like
Dr. Bronner's.
Is it?
It's like the 18-in-1. You can like use it for almost anything. It's natural, all natural and shit like that. It got a fuck ton of text on it.
You have the 3-in-1. Is it like a 3-in-1 or
is it 18-in-1? It was like it has so much fucking text.
Nah,
on it.
I don't know about no 18-in-1, but
you never seen that shit before?
Nah.
I'm telling you, my nigga, it's the shit that is what you need to clean yourself. Nah. I'm telling you.
No, my body wash is Old Spice.
Yeah, you definitely need to. You definitely.
I'll be that Old Spice.
Old Spice, and you're doing it all for you, man. I gotta tell you that right now.
I'm trying to get better body wash. If
nigga,
anybody
this
got
shit
some better
will
body
make
wash.
You feel clean. Peppermint Dr. Bronner's.
You gotta send me an image.
Or later. Dr. Bronner's or Bronner's. Either or. That's the shit.
Yeah, send me an image then.
Heads and Shoulders with Dove. Dove is tough. Dove Men. Dove Men is tough.
Dove is tough.
Where's the fuck with Dove?
I stopped with Dove just because I heard. I mean, I even heard, honestly, I personally, that shit just dry my skin. I don't like the way that shit feels.
Shout out to Dove. I would use Dove every time I would break out a heat rash and that shit would go away like that.
Nah, to me, it just leaves me dry, though. It leaves me, like, dry, like, my face, like, super, super dry.
Lotion.
Yeah, I feel you, but it just, like, it just breaks my skin type shit, Dove.
It breaks your skin?
On some bullshit, like, but just Dove, though.
When do you lotion?
All the time.
No, I mean after the shower, goofy ass nigga.
Right
I'm
after,
not saying that
right,
you never lotion in your life.
I lotion right after the shower. I dry myself. I lotion, put my clothes on.
Oh, okay. I said I do the same thing.
I'm a lotion. You feel me? I'll be
it's
cocoa butter kisses. What?
It's Bronner's.
What you be using? What type of lotion you use?
Type of lotion? Cocoa butter.
I use that cocoa butter.
I use cocoa butter.
That cocoa butter, y'all. Yeah, that should never get you
wrong. Oh, cocoa butter or hemp's. Is it hemp Z? Some shit like
I have
that?
I have hemp's
that shit is expensive, my nigga.
I got you got that hemp's charcoal face wash. That shit different.
I got that shit different.
That shit leave that you talking about mint? That shit live your like that shit yeah. Like go under your eyelids, shit fuck you up. You'd be like, damn, you think your eyelids got some mouthwash.
We have the almond hemp Z and I think the aloe vera one or some shit like
aloe
that.
Aloe vera.
Yeah, that shit is like $20 a bottle, my nigga.
Damn.
No, dead ass. Like that shit is expensive, my nigga.
And this is shampoo and good or this body wash.
This is lotion.
This
is lotion.
Oh
shit.
$25.
Every time I squirt that shit.
How big is it?
That's like 50 cents.
How big is it?
It's literally like this big.
Oh shit. That's $25.
It's like that.
That's crazy.
I would say my nigga, yo, dead ass.
That's crazy.
Don't get me wrong. It's good motherfucking lotion, though. I ain't gonna hold
I don't know,
you.
But I'm gonna stick to my
lotion.
Cocoa butter.
That's what I'm using now. That shit too expensive. We in a recession.
The cocoa butter be. Yo, $20 a new dollar bill.
I would say dead ass, pretty much. Honestly, because I feel like I ain't putting shit in my tank.
Go to BJ's.
I ain't putting shit in my fucking tank.
Go to
tank.
BJ's before July 1st, guys. Get your gas if you have a membership.
Ain't no BJ's over here that serves gas. Let's say we gotta. Stop and shop that serve
talking
gas.
Everybody anywhere.
I know, but not over in
y'all
this
y'all got gas stations at your BJ's. Go get some gas. What
you
your BJ's
say, go to all those places where you gotta use your card and get a discount. I'm telling you that now, son.
Nah, Costco ain't on no discount. BJ's got it.
Shipping
at, before July 1st.
Shipping at like $5.
Not promoting BJ.
For how long?
Huh?
Gas been at like $5 for like what? Like
bro, it's been a couple. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a month or so now. It's been a few. It's been like a month or now.
Let's hit you go. Stop calling me baby boo. Stop calling me baby boo. Good night, my boy.
But yeah, man, that's it. Gas been very, very bad lately, man. Everything $5, $4.
Also,
bring it back to $1.15.
Food is going up.
Food going
Meat's
up.
About to go up again.
What?
Meat's gonna go up.
Oh, yeah, now that shit's at $8.50 a short. You got me fucked up.
I forgot where I went. Bacon was like, I think $15.
I can never.
For one pack. If I usually go to BJ's and get three
bro,
packs for
you know
15.
What's the worst, bro? I'm a summer baby. So yes.
Summer baby.
I'm a summer baby, bro. But the I'm reason I'm baby. Don't give me some baby back, baby back, baby. No, I'm kidding. Yo, I'm a summer baby.
That's that back in the day shit.
Right oh, there, no, no, hit me at the. I'm a summer baby, bro. Oh, that shit here.
That shit, barbecue sauce.
No. So anyway, the only reason I'm talking about me in my summer day, my summer month is because you mentioned that meat rising.
Meat riser.
Meat rising.
Okay.
So because it's rising, it sucks cost. For me because now I gotta. It's because now I gotta buy expensive ass meat. I'm trying to buy me what's it called? What's that ribeye? The tomahawk steak.
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro.
I'm not the best at cooking steak, bro. I've made some steak that's been tough. I don't know what the fuck it was.
You are well done, motherfucker. Though, so I can't do that.
I am a well done.
You can't do that with certain steaks.
Well, I haven't made every steak.
Yeah, so. You can't do that with certain steaks because certain steaks, when you get the well done, it dries out. It dries out, and then now you got some dry ass. Yeah, now you can't. All you doing is just chewing. So some of them steaks are not good. To well done it, and I learned the hard way.
But that shit that they be having at the Panama.
Oh no, that shit nice. But I'm. That shit open.
That shit top. Nigga, that shit. Right now, nigga. Hold on, we be right back.
Yeah, guys, pause this. We're gonna come back.
That Panama shit. That my mom just took me there the other day too.
We're about to go there right after this, maybe.
I got me a $30 plate, nigga.
I'm about to get me a $30 plate right now.
That shit, yo, son. I ain't gonna hold you. I would say my favorite food other than my own food would be Spanish food.
Spanish food different.
I ain't gonna hold you. I say I don't even like Jamaican food like that. I would have to go with Spanish.
Nah, what you mean? Oxtail and fucking rice and peas is fucking bomb.
That's cool, but it don't nothing. But if I had a list of Spanish food and I had a list of Jamaican food.
Oh, okay, that's different.
The list of Spanish food vastly outweighing. Yep.
Nah, 100%.
I would say y'all niggas got 100%. Tacos. Made in like four different ways,
100%,
and I can all put them on the list because they are four different things.
100%.
I got a taco in a shell.
What is it? Taquitos, burritos, tacos, and then quesadillas, enchiladas,
empanadas.
Empanadas is just beef patty in Spanish. That's just stupid.
I say, but they ain't made like a Jamaican beef patty, though. I'll tell you that right now. Now Spanish beef patty and a Jamaican beef patty, totally two different things.
Different things.
Totally two different
very
things.
Very different. Very, very
and
different.
That's wild.
That is wild, bro.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy. Now, chicken? Who do you think makes the best chicken? If you had to pick a race. If you had to pick a race to make the best chicken, who you give it to?
What type of chicken are we cooking here?
Fried chicken.
I need to answer that.
Overall, what makes the best chicken?
Overall,
roasted chicken.
Spanish. I'm gonna go with Spanish soup. Spanish, bro. Spanish.
What, that chorizo?
Nah, I mean, yeah, it's called a churrasco.
Hold on, say that again?
Churrasco. That's a barbecue. But on the grill. So I would go with Spanish just because you said soups and all that wise. I'm going with Spanish. Just because they got so many other things. Like, they got different, like, grilled chicken, you know, like, different types of chicken. You could cook with it. You could oven it, bake it. It's just different ingredients and different stuff you could make. And honestly, I don't know that many chicken places. I know they are, definitely, for sure. There are a lot of recipes for different, like, ethnicities and for chicken. But me, personally, I wouldn't know them, so.
Well, you're not big on chicken?
Big on chicken. I'm saying I just know a lot of Spanish recipes
compared to
Spanish. Yeah, so I would just go with Spanish.
I respect that.
But fried Chipotle. Own category is fried chicken.
Fried chicken
that goes, you know,
go to the black people. Okay.
Fried chicken, chicken for tacos and shit like that, like grilled chicken. Well, Spanish.
I would say Spanish.
Yeah. Spanish, and then like chicken and broccoli. Rotisserie? That Americanized rotisserie goes to like Europeans, like French niggas.
Rotisserie goes to Europeans.
Like French niggas.
That rotisserie chicken be fire.
And then I want to say, like, you know, like that, so like oily, that oily chicken that's not fried, like, you know, that takeout Chinese food, that chicken and broccoli shit.
That Korean fried chicken.
Oh, that barbecue Korean beef, nigga. Oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm talking barbecue about food. I'm getting hungry now. I'm talking about different food. I'm not even talking about chicken no more, bro. I'm talking about the beef, nigga. I'm talking about A5.
I don't eat Asian food. I'm sorry. I don't eat Chinese.
No. Korean. No, Chinese food is a whole different thing. I wouldn't.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't eat Chinese food.
Yeah,
like,
but
I might eat like maybe sweet and sour. Like no.
But I'm saying like Korean food is different though, bro. Because Korean beef is like.
What the fuck is Korean beef?
Korean beef, like Korean barbecue beef.
Is it
beef
the same way as like a Jamaican beef patty?
Nah, I'm talking about like actual like steak, like from Korea, or like Japanese beef.
What the fuck is the difference?
The marbling.
So if I have a cow over here and it gave birth to a cow in Japan, and then I brought my main cow back here and mm-hmm. I left that cow in Japan and mm-hmm. it was raised in Japan, you tell me it's going to taste different?
Yes.
Well, I can't.
100%.
Because that grass and all that.
100%. Because that is correct. But there's also the way they're taking care of the cows.
I was about to say that.
The way they're doing it. So that does play a big part. That's why there's the rating. The rating is based upon the care of the cow. Like, that's why there's A5 all the way to, like, you know, bad quality meat.
Isn't it fucking scary
mm-hmm.
that how an animal is treated depends on how it tastes? And why? And that's such a fucked up thing.
Because you're saying that. Remember,
it's not fucked up though.
You ever heard that saying? What's that saying? You can't like scare the meat because it's gonna stain it. It's gonna like stain the meat, or it's gonna like mess it up the way it tastes.
But what is happening to the meat?
So look. Let's say you're like
Spit
a deer.
Game. Tell me, nigga. Tell me. What's
you're
up?
A deer.
Okay, I'm a deer.
You're a deer. That was my phone. You're a deer and you're eating grass.
Okay.
Right.
Yum.
Now,
yum.
All of a sudden.
Yum.
You hear a loud ass noise. Your heart starts pounding. You turn around. You see me.
Oh my god.
And all you hear is a fucking shot to your face. And all you have...
I hear a shot to my face.
I mean, you hear me, you turn around, and then all you see is a person...
I get a shot to my face.
Yeah, you get a shot to your face. But you had those moments to understand, damn, I'm fucked. Like, this is dangerous.
My nigga, I'm a deer. I don't know that nigga. Somebody's
deer,
just
deer
looking
are
at
always...
Me.
Bro, point being is you just can't kill stressed out animals because it'll just really fuck up the meat.
So, all right, so you got to make sure you kill an animal without them paying attention. So that it
catch them lacking. Catch them motherfuckers lacking. You gotta serenade them.
I know that part.
Take a nap
now,
and then while you holding them in the hand.
Now, you know, the funny thing is that does not answer my question, because my question was, what happens to the meat that makes it taste?
It stresses it out. So what happens is it stresses out like the animal itself. And I guess it's a chemical. I don't know if it's a chemical or not.
But a chemical gets released into the meat.
Because of the brain, like, you know how there's serotonin. So I would assume it would be like a chemical like that, like serotonin or something of that sort that we can't really perceive with our eye.
Right.
But the compound of that chemical goes and releases into our body, into our blood supply, because of the stress that's going from our head. It gives like a shock maybe or something of some sort. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I guess it's more like a ultra real placebo. You know what I'm saying? Like an ultra real placebo. So I don't believe in it personally. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. But I've been told that you shouldn't kill an animal stressed, like stress out an animal and then kill it, and then you should definitely not eat it, because it will be bad for you. Like, you'll throw up, and
like some mad cow disease.
You'll get sick and shit.
Well, yeah.
Uh huh. I mean, so it's So it's, yeah. And then, you know, the whole thing about the rating is about the whole quality of it because of the marbling and the muscles that they do and all that breathing shit, because that is that is true. And also the whole being organic and you being sure that they're getting the high quality, because you don't want dirty shit in your body. Like, your body's a temple. You don't want that stuff.
I say, but like, I mean, I eat pork, my nigga. We already know.
You know, yo, listen, you know what's an interesting fact? If you don't cook that motherfucker correctly, if you don't cook pork enough.
Yeah.
That shit goes into your head, like the pig, like worms or something goes into your brain.
Well, yeah, if it has worms.
You becomes a zombie on some bullshit or some shit like that. Yeah. Eating raw pork, bro. Like, that shit's crazy. Like,
yo, and niggas used to make pork in the microwave. Niggas would make bacon in the microwave stacked on top of each other and eat that shit. Not me personally. I'm not me.
Coming back.
I knew niggas that did that shit, son.
Really?
Couldn't do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Coming back.
Put a bunch on a fucking plate with some paper towel. Put it in the microwave for like 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
And then eat that shit. And it'd be floppy as fuck.
Bro, that's disgusting. Oh, no. Nah. You got to grill bacon that.
Or crispy bacon.
You
got to
grill that hoe.
Tell me now.
Mm-mm. I could never. Fun fact, the whole, you know, that whole soul food shit, the whole southern food, like food shit, that shit, soul food isn't something black people should be happy about. Fucking fun fact, soul food was the leftovers.
Well, yeah.
The leftovers, the fucking, yeah, but not that many people know that.
Did you also know that lobster was also a leftover?
Yeah, yeah, lobster like, was
the slaves and shit.
Lobster wasn't something that, you know, people would eat that were of high class and shit.
Niggas
and
eat fucking shrimp.
They called
shrimp
it, what did they call it? Yeah, they called it a crustacean, but then once wealthy people started eating it, yeah, they were like, oh, this is a exquisite. A yeah, bro. And it's funny how it's always like that. That's why, again, cat and mouse game. Wow. It always goes back to a circle. And it's always just a circle you want to get out of.
Same way, what is it? Shrimp? I mean, shrimp. I don't know if it goes back that far. Shrimp is disgusting. Shrimp is the bottom feeders.
Man. Shrimp are also,
Literally, you gotta take out the dookie line of shrimp before you eat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is hilarious. I can't eat seafood. I don't eat shrimp.
I ain't gonna lie, I say I eat seafood, but I'll be on some bullshit. I eat like that California roll.
I'll eat tuna. I'll eat like tuna from the can, but that's it.
I'll eat the California roll that doesn't have like anything that's seafood except like the fake crab stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really I'll eat sushi though. I'll eat some salmon and shit, but like,
I had sushi one time and almost threw up.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I feel you. That's me and onions, bro.
Onions?
Onions for me. I'm like,
dead ass?
Yeah, for me, onions specifically.
I don't like onions, but I will not throw up from onions.
No, onions, like, it's just weird for me. Like, if I bite into it or if I taste it, it's too much.
Like, if it's happened to be, if like, it's like, it is
disintegrated,
what it is,
if it's like disintegrated it. Onions and shit, or I like could do it.
Charred onions?
No, like seasoned, like, you know, that like sprinkled onion that's already like.
You said incinerated.
No, disintegrated. Yeah.
Disintegrated?
Yeah, but I meant like crushed up. I meant like crushed up. So
very small onion where I can barely tell,
like powder, yes, that just blends into the food item that I'm cooking at the time.
Oh, cockroaches. The cockroaches of the sea, yes, they are absolutely disgusting.
There's some roaches, my boy.
Hell yeah. I'll say, but everybody, I appreciate you all coming out here to enjoy this time. I know it's been a while since I had a little bit of conversation with somebody and had a conversation put up on the podcast area, but you know, life happens. I work. I'm growing. I got a mortgage. You know, shit stuff. With that being said, I appreciate my boy coming. I would say it was amazing to have him out here.
Thank you, man.
It's actually his idea to actually have a podcast tonight. So you could thank him for your early content and for all these clips that you're going to be seeing going up here. Some of these are probably going to hit a few thousand. Some of them are going to probably hit 20, 30 views. That's just how it works out here anyway.
And some of them aren't even gonna hit anything.
Exactly. I was like, hold on, nah, son. I don't hit zeros.
No, I'm saying like deleted things like that incident with the hat.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure. You know what? We're gonna put that in too. I'm not in charge of that, but I'm just
in charge of what?
Putting that scene. I said I'm not in charge of that, but we'll put it in there.
Yeah, all right. Or is it this nigga here? Anyway, with that being said, I appreciate each and every one of you, like I said before. Like, comment, subscribe, all that extra shit, blah, blah, blah. I know everybody says it. Everybody does it. And you get tired of people saying it, so I'm not going to say it much. So, anyway, with that being
I'm
said.
I'm different.
Fuck all of you. No, I'm joking. I love you all. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night.
There you go. All right, can you hit the end on there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I get a little background. Fuck y'all. Yeah. No, I'm joking. I love you. 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 I love